Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We are very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He was with us in the first year of the show, almost 20 years ago. He's the author of all the important books on making a profit, instant profits, achieving world-class profit improvement, et cetera, et cetera. And he is one of the top SCORE volunteers on the planet. He's such a great leader over there, and he's been an absolutely irreplaceable supporter and voice of reason and expertise on our show for all these years. I don't know what we would have done without him. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so very, very much, and congratulations on this remarkable anniversary. And, you know, as they say, working with you makes me want to be a better business person.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I won't go into that. I had a little joke. Yeah, Wally Bach was just on. You know, he was saying the reason he keeps coming back after all these years is like you can't take your eyes off a train wreck that's in progress, right? You can't stop watching it. You know. Hey, let's talk about the economy. Now you've got some observations that you want to make about the economy. What's going on?
Well, Jim, I reflecting on the last 20 years as an independent profit improvement consultant and 45 years in the business, I think we're at a watershed, and I was just trying to look ahead a bit for the economy and where profit improvement's going. And, you know, this rate of change in the use of the Internet of Things is just accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making it harder for the individual entrepreneur in some respects, and it's offering some new opportunities. And I think that the smart folks who are keeping their eye on the ball and on the trends can make things happen. And they'll make it through the next down bust in the economic cycle.
Well, the thing that we've just gone through in the last decade was a down cycle created by some serious digital greed in the 2007, 2006, 2007, and 2008. And some serious structural problems in our financial system, but on top of that, compounding on top of that, which would have been enough of a challenge already, has been this conversion from what I call the age of the seller to the age of the customer, where the customer has been given control over the process, over the acquisition process, more than they ever had before. And that's when you talk about, you know, the Internet, and when you talk about all the different capabilities, that would have been enough of a disruption without the collapse of 2008, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. There's just no question about it. And there's another restructuring coming. Well, it's on the way, and that is the fact that the businesses that now track the data for all of us as consumers, and we willingly give it to them,
yeah,
means that they can target us individually. Mm-hmm. And those that are doing it are going to maintain control for good or bad. And those that don't are going to start losing market share or continue to lose market share.
Yep. And that's a little bit scary for small business because, Steve, as you know, so many technology innovations came down market. They started out for the major corporations. They were big and clunky, and then they wound up being, you know, bite-sizing your smartphone, almost, and some of them for free. But this data stuff, this data analytics, and the big data you're talking about, I'm not sure that's going to get granularized fast enough for little guys, and I'm not even sure if it is, if they'll adopt it like they should. What do you think?
Well, I think it's necessary that you adopt it. Unless you're working a coffee shop on Main Street and you know your customers by name, if you're doing any kind of commercial product sale or even a service sale, mm-hmm, on the Internet, the only way we have as an individual entrepreneur have access to the masses of data is to literally buy it. or ride the coattails of the ones that do own it, such as the Facebooks of the world, the LinkedIns of the mm-hmm. world, the Amazons of the world. And you know what? They're getting more and more power as we feed them all this data. And we see prices rising on the marketing,
right.
you know, the targeted marketing
right.
that they're selling.
Yep. And they're getting better at it and creepier at it too, aren't they, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk, we'll get some more of this out of Steve, and we're going to talk about what's the human connection in all this. Is there a factor for that? John Nesbitt said there was. We'll see what Steve says. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.